91X News is brought to you by McDonald's.
It's 23 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Venema. A York Regional Police officer has died after being struck by a vehicle and trapped underneath it during a traffic stop north of Toronto. Police say Constable Garrett Stiles was struck and pinned beneath a vehicle he pulled over in East Gwillimbury at about 5 a.m. He died an hour later in hospital. The 32-year-old officer was a 7-year veteran of the force and married with two small children. Police Chief Eric Jolliffe spoke briefly to reporters at hospital.
It's with deep regret that I advise you that a very competent and capable police officer of the York Regional Police has succumbed to his injuries this morning as a result of a traffic stop on 48 Highway.
The York Regional Police Homicide Unit and officers with the Collision Reconstruction Unit are investigating Stiles' death. The body of the latest Canadian soldier to die while serving on the Afghan mission is on its way home. More than 2,000 NATO troops turned out on the tarmac at Kandahar Airfield in the wee dark hours of this morning to bid farewell to Master Corporal Francis Waugh. The Quebec-born elite Special Forces member was remembered as a fine soldier, and then his casket was loaded onto a military cargo plane bound for home. Waugh was found mortally wounded Saturday at a forward operating base in Kandahar City. His death is still under investigation, but military police are treating it as a possible suicide. More than 5,000 police officers are guarding downtown Athens as workers across Greece stage a 48-hour general strike. They're protesting as their politicians debate a package of steep spending cuts and tax increases needed for Greece to get another round of bailout money and avoid bankruptcy. Reporter Dimitris Nalas says some of the demonstrators have been protesting against the Greek government's austerity measures for over a month.
They're protesting against the government's austerity measures, and they have occupied the square for 35 days now.
Many Greeks insist they should not be forced to pay for a crisis they believe was created by politicians. Quinte West OPP are on the lookout for car vandals in Trenton. Police say 8 vehicles were damaged at homes on North Murray Street in the past 2 weeks. Anyone with information about the incidents is asked to call the OPP or Crime Stoppers. And Quinte West OPP are finding that drivers just don't want to get off their phones. They have charged 129 drivers for using a handheld device since January. Quinte West OPP Sergeant Randy Blakely says the province will see another distracted driving campaign starting July 10th and running the entire week. The BC government is turning to a former politician from the other side of the country to lead its Stanley Cup riot review. There's a report the province will announce the appointment of former Nova Scotia Deputy Justice Minister Doug Keefe later today. Keefe was involved in reviews of the Westray mine disaster and the 1998 crash of Swiss Air Flight 111 off Nova Scotia. Boston crime boss Whitey Bulger returns to court today where a judge is expected to rule whether U.S. taxpayers have to pay for his defense. Aaron Katursky has more.
Whitey Bulger asked for court-appointed counsel, something prosecutors reject, pointing out that he financed a relatively comfortable lifestyle for himself and his girlfriend in Santa Monica in the years before his arrest. Court records say Bulger bragged to the FBI he visited Las Vegas on numerous occasions to play the slots, claiming he won more than he lost. And associates have said Bulger's been hiding money for years. Whether any of that is true, prosecutors argue is no matter. They say Bulger has every incentive to lie and stick taxpayers with the bill for his defense. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Record-setting water levels on the Surrey River are fast approaching the southwestern Manitoba town of Surrey, where another 65 homes have been evacuated. Another 24 homes were already emptied earlier this month. The floodwaters are nearing the town days after swamping 4,000 homes in the North Dakota city of Minot. Crews in Surrey are tearing down decks and cutting down century-old trees in order to build a new kilometer-long dike to hold the swollen river back. Premier McGuinty is shrugging off the results of a recent survey suggesting the Liberals are trailing the Conservatives and that his personal popularity may be hurting his party. McGuinty says voters have far bigger issues on their hands. He also says the Liberals are in no hurry to release an election platform, as the Tories and New Democrats have already done. McGuinty says the Liberal platform for the October election will be released in the fullness of time. And Ontario PC leader Tim Hudak visited Belleville yesterday. He warned Belleville residents that he believes Dalton McGuinty's tax hikes have not ended if he should have another term in government. It's been 30 years since Terry Fox lost his battle with cancer, but his legacy continues. Fox began his journey in St. John's, Newfoundland, and ran a marathon a day for the next 143 days until he was forced to stop. Beth Layton has more.
I was coughing and choking and had pain in my neck and my chest. And it was discovered then that the cancer had spread. And now I've got cancer in my lungs.
Terry Fox was forced to end his Marathon of Hope near Thunder Bay, Ontario on September 1st, 1980. He died June 28th, 1981. He was 22 years old. But Fox's legacy is alive today. Terry Fox runs take place in 28 countries around the world, and more than $500 million has been raised in Fox's name for cancer research. Beth Layton, The Canadian Press, Vancouver.
That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Dollar Drink Days are back at McDonald's. Enjoy any size soft drink or iced coffee for only a dollar plus tax all summer long. Excludes meals and McCafe at participating restaurants.
A number of former NHLers are staying close to their phones. The Hockey Hall of Fame is scheduled to select its next class of inductees this afternoon. Ed Belfour is eligible for the first time and joins Joe Nieuwendyk, Doug Gilmour, Pavel Bure, and others on the list of players who might get the call. The induction ceremony is held in November. Another potential free agent has been taken off the market. Forward Brooks Like has signed a six-year extension with the Washington Capitals. The deal is worth $27 million. The 28-year-old forward had 16 goals and 48 points last season. The Los Angeles Dodgers have filed for bankruptcy protection. John Moen with the details.
With a crushing debt load, the owner going through a lengthy divorce and a pricey payroll to make, the Los Angeles Dodgers filed for federal bankruptcy protection. Owner Frank McCourt lays blame to Major League Baseball, nixing a multi-billion dollar TV deal he was counting on to keep the team afloat. Sports business expert David Carter says McCourt is trying to buy time.
What you're likely to see is Frank McCourt attempting to slow down the potential seizure of the franchise, try to find some sort of workaround so that he might be able to maintain an ownership stake, if not all of that franchise. But his options are not very strong right now.
John Moen, Los Angeles.
The Toronto Blue Jays send Jojo Reyes to the hill as they look to get back in the win column. The Pittsburgh Pirates are in town to open a three-game series. Kevin Correa gets the call for Pittsburgh. The Jays dropped a 4-2 decision to Detroit last night. Rafael Nadal will play in the Wimbledon quarterfinals despite a left foot injury. The defending champion suffered the injury during a win over Juan Martin Del Potro yesterday. Rain is severely disrupting today's schedule. The only match being played is under the roof on center court. And it's another day off for the Canadian women's soccer team at the World Cup in Germany. They're preparing for a must-win game against France on Thursday. Canada is expected to have captain Christine Sinclair back in the lineup after she suffered a broken nose in the opening loss to Germany. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, 91x weather. Today, a few showers ending late this afternoon, then clearing. A risk of a thunderstorm and a high of 26. Actually, Environment Canada has just issued a severe thunderstorm watch in the Belleville area. Tonight, a few clouds, increasing cloudiness after midnight with a low of 15. Tomorrow, cloudy with sunny periods, clearing in the afternoon, a high of 22. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 25. At 12:08, it's 23 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.